O God, whose Son, Jesus Christ, is the good shepherd of your people, grant that when we hear his voice, we may know him who calls us each by name and follow where he leads, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns, one God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please be seated. That we may know him who calls us each by name. What name do you hear Jesus calling you by this morning? Growing up, my given name is Patricia, and I love that name, but my family would only call me Patty. As much as I asked to be called Patricia, it was never to be. And finally, I gave up. I just gave in. I succumbed to the name everyone else wanted to call me. If someone had called me Patricia, I wouldn't have recognized they were calling my name. Perspective and identity is our focus today. And how does our understanding of our identity in Christ create perspective that will give us the ability to live into the gospel proclamation we say our life is focused on? In 2007, I ran the only marathon I will ever run in. Long story short, I had a voice stuck in my head over and over and over. You never finish anything. So the goal I set out for myself was to finish the race. That's all. Just finish the race. No private, you know, none of those great, what are they called, personal records? No, my personal record was finishing the race. And as I set out with my Track Shack buddies to train, I found myself running 5Ks and 10Ks getting ready for this marathon, and I realized as I began to run these little race, mini races, that as I got closer to the finish line, I could feel my body energy picking up pace, and the closer that I got to the finish line, the more energy I got, and my little feet would start picking up, and I found my knees starting to go like this, and I would fly into the finish line. I always started out like a turtle, but I finished like a hare. It's important to get familiar with you. The voice that I began to hear and to listen to was on the inside of me during those races. I started to hear, Patricia. I've been regularly on a monthly basis visiting the same spiritual director for every month for 8 years. I cannot recommend it more highly than to see a spiritual director every month. It's a practice that has given me perspective. And that's really what I want to talk about today is perspective. A good spiritual director will point you to look at your life. What's happening in your life? Right? What is God speaking to you through the circumstances of your life? What our eyes behold, we become. The vision that we have of ourselves, our understanding of our identity, shapes what we believe and consequently what actions we take, what we devote our lives to. We're in the Easter season. This year I had the distinct disadvantage of not being present For any of our Holy Week, from Palm Sunday on, not one Easter service was I in attendance. This is important because what we believe, what we look at and believe impacts our thinking, and our thinking impacts our acting. At Easter Vigil, the Paschal candle, the new fire is lit in the back of the church, right? And that fire is brought to the front of the church by the deacon or the priest. And the deacon or priest recites this prayer. This is the night when all who believe in Christ are delivered from the gloom of sin and are restored to grace and holiness of life. This is the night when Christ broke the bonds of death and hell and rose victorious from the grave. How wonderful and beyond all knowing, oh God, is your mercy and your loving kindness to us, that to redeem a slave, you gave a son. How holy is this night, when wickedness is put to flight and sin is washed away. It restores innocence to the fallen and joy to those who mourn. It casts out pride and hatred and brings peace and concord. How blessed is this night when earth and heaven are joined and humankind is reconciled to God. Holy Father, accept our evening sacrifice, the offering of this candle in your honor. May it shine continually to drive away all darkness. May Christ, the morning star, who knows no setting, find it ever burning. He who gives the light, his light, to all creation, and who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. And in Easter week, and daily until the day of Pentecost, we may recite Pascha Nostrum. Alleluia, Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with the old leaven of malice and evil, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Alleluia. Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. The death he died to sin once and for all. But the life he lives to God. So also, brothers and sisters, consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Jesus Christ, our Lord. And so we turn. We turn to the Paschal candle. Imagine that light as your finish line. I'd like every pair of eyes to gaze upon that flame, that Paschal light flame that is burning right there. During Easter season, our prayer book rubric on page 287 says it is customary that the Paschal candle burn at all services from Easter Day through the day of Pentecost. This Paschal light shouts victory over death, and it represents a cosmic shift, in God's relationship with his creation and our relationship with God and that affects our identity. And it should create in us the ability to live into the gospel proclamation we say our lives are focused on. What our eyes behold, we become. The vision we have of ourselves, our understanding of our identity, shapes what we believe and consequently what we devote our lives to. Scripture teaches us that when a person comes to faith in Christ, they are changed. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, they are a new creature. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come." The Paschal candle tells us what we behold in Christ. 1 John 3:16. We know love by this. He laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for one another. There is a pastor he's a pastor and a poet. He wrote a poem called Take Courage. It's based on this scripture. Please permit me. Take courage. We know that love by this, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for one another. 1 John 3:16. The one whose heart was broken for the people, who powerless lifted up the powerless, who wounded overthrew shame and judgment and stood against oppression, who was rejected by shame and judgment and crushed by oppression, the crucified one, that one has been made whole and new. The new life, the life that was laid down, has been raised and given the power of infinite life. Into this death, we have been baptized, and into this resurrection, we have been raised. This Spirit is now in us. This love is now ours to steward. Let us then live with that Spirit, with compassion, generosity, trust, and courage, and lay down our lives that have already been raised up. We know we've passed from death to life because we love one another. The perspective we gain as we gaze into the Paschal candle flame gives us a frame of reference to live victoriously into the gospel proclamation we say our lives are focused on. The eternal light, the life that's given to us by Jesus, the Passover lamb, that life that we've been given, that has been raised us up in Christ, has given us the power to lay down our lives for each other. We've been given the power to turn away from our selfishness, to turn away from our greed and our self-preservation, and to live into a life that candle represents. We've been given and are called into resurrection life, and we've been given the power and the authority to steward that new name of love that has been given to the Son and shared with us. I missed it all during Easter. But thanks be to God. We have a narrative. We have a prayer book. We have a liturgy that calls us back, that brings us to remembrance, to remember our name, the name He calls us, to remember whose we are, whose death we've been baptized into, whose spirit of power has raised us. And for what purpose? Brothers and sisters, may we keep our eyes focused on the eternal flame of life. Keep it ever before us, burning brightly as we move into these long, coming up, Richard Clark said to me, these long ordinary days that are coming up. As we move into those long ordinary days ahead, may its flame be the vision that shapes our lives into lives that love and give hope and encouragement to those around us. May we constantly be reminded by that flame of the name that Jesus the Son calls us. And when we hear that name, may we know it is He who is calling us. Amen.